This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks. We're here to fill your head, that noggin of yours, with ideas that perhaps you haven't pursued because you are afraid to. So much fear-based thinking. We're here to put a stop to that, or at least to have you think on the other side. What is the old expression, Laura? Out-of-the-box thinking. I guess that seems almost trite, but yet it does have application here. And to give some credence to that, we've invited Tony Leroy to be with us, who is someone that focuses on trauma. He has meditations every week. It's called What the World Needs Now. You know what, Tony? I am an old, I'm a former disc jockey. And the music in the 60s and 70s, one of the things that comes into my mind is a song by Dusty Springfield called What the World Needs Now is Love. Sweet love is just, yeah, exactly. You just don't have enough of it.
I will not lie, that was definitely the inspiration.
Was it really? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were as old as Laura and me, but that's okay.
Hey. I have no idea. I'm timeless.
Oh, you know, I believe it.
What a great way. Wait a minute. Hold on to that thought for a second. Think about it. We all are, but most people don't realize it. Most people think they have a finite life, and their bodies do, but do they have a finite existence? We, all of us, I think, here would claim the answer to that question is no.
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 Right.
No.
Right.
And then there's another song. No, 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 no. They come to that. We can have just a singing contest here for the whole program. All right, Tony, let's get to you and what you're all about. Tell us about I mentioned the meditation. When did you first realize that meditation was something that could help you and help others?
So primarily my work is as an intuitive counselor, which is basically a psychic / life coach. Yeah. And I found that and in my practice and also throughout, you know, this work, it's like so many people really don't know the benefits of meditation and mindfulness. And that, you know, when we go through our lives, our daily lives, it could be driving a car, it could be having a conversation with our partners, it could be anything. We were constantly being traumatized. We're constantly having stress responses. You know, the freeze, those stages of shock. And what I found in what is proven is meditation is a way to get through that, a way of kind of like putting that pause in your day so that you can choose a different experience, so that you can help your body release old traumas.
All right. So what trauma have you had? Always when we get into these things with people as a psychic, as a counselor, as a life coach,
yeah.
You've had the experience, and that's what makes your gift, if that's what it is. Or and Laura,
oh, definitely.
Feel free. I mean, you've had the same experience. I think we all have. It makes us better, but we always want to know what it is that flipped the light. Fantastic.
You know, it's really interesting. You are with all my 20-something years of experience, you guys are the first person the first interview that's ever asked me that question.
Wow.
So thank you.
That's good.
So many people really don't understand that so many people who are intuitive or empathic or psychic or whatever you want to call it have actually experienced some form of trauma. And my trauma was in utero. My mother had a huge amount of miscarriages before I was born. She even had a child that was that only lived for a week. You know, and so for me to be the firstborn, the first kind of viable being that came through, you know, so if you can imagine that level of stress during her pregnancy. you know, that fear of constantly kind of like holding, you know, and, you know, I came out fine. Thank you. You know, all that kind of stuff. But it really, I think for me, that is, some people call it birth trauma. For me, it was pre-birth trauma. You know,
so how does that really work? How does that really work? I mean, I call it a piercing. So this happened. You were traumatized physiologically, probably psychologically, in this state of energy. How does that then make you an intuitive?
So for me, like the way I primarily work, there's the pre-birth trauma, right? Then there's also kind of like what happened with my parents. You know, they broke up when I was 8 and all that kind of stuff. And the tensions that happened in my house around that time. So there's, you know, a lot of people who are sensitive and whether they call themselves intuitives or psychics or empaths, you know, sometimes, especially when you walk into a situation or you're on a daily level, you're constantly walking into a situation where you just don't know the outcome. Sometimes you throw your consciousness into that space before you even get there. You know, you have a lot of people who develop this kind of sixth sense. It's kind of like, especially say if you had a parent that was an alcoholic and it's like you're on your way home, you throw your consciousness into the space to say, all right, is it safe for me to even open the door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Just a second to that thought. Psychic, intuitive, life coach, Tony Leroy is here. His website is, interestingly enough, TonyLeroy.com. Tony Leroy, here on the Your Hidden Power program for this week. Don't forget about our, we've got a website and a podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com. Laura Banks is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about something that is practical. All of the things we talk about here are more practical than you may think. It's just how you think about the things that may be practical or not. Here's something very practical for all. No matter where your head is, you need to get a good night's rest. A lot of conversation during the COVID situation about your immune system, how you maintain health. Well, one of the priorities of most good doctors, they'll tell you need 7 to 8 hours of really, not in bed, but restful sleep where you are in REM and your body's not moving, your mind's not moving, at least outwardly. Best way to do that is to set yourself up right with MyPillow products, the MyPillow mattress. Now they have a great special on MyPillow bed toppers right now. They're feeling their oats with all the things that are made in America. It's really a great time for them because people are realizing they don't want crap from China. I mean, that's the bottom line. So get the things made in America in Minnesota, all listed on the Radio Listener Specials page, the bed toppers on top of the great mattresses, the sheets on top of the bed toppers, the pillows on top of the bed. Wow, what a great deal. It's all right there for you. It's good, good, good. MyPillow.com is the website. Everybody's got them. Laura, you've got some of these there.
I got the sheets. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, very good stuff. All made in America. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and buy all these on the BOGO deal that you get with the DJV code. BOGO means buy one, get one free. Spend a couple, $300-$400. No, hey, listen, they'll help you finance it. All very practical, very important to keep your health and your family's health and well-being at the forefront. Get the good stuff at MyPillow.com and the best deal using the code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us going online for banking, shopping, and entertainment, we need to be extra careful regarding our cybersecurity. Tony Anscombe is a cybersecurity expert from ESET, and we asked him what to watch out for.
Well, unfortunately, with money behind cybercrime, i.e. cybercriminals making money from this, it will continue to grow. And more alarmingly, I think one of my big takeaways from this year is actually ransomware and some of the local authorities, government institutions in the U.S. actually paying the ransoms. And I'm talking about big chunks of money.
Ransomware is when your files or devices are held or locked by hackers. So what to do?
We don't want to be funding cybercrime when we're paying. So if this happens to you, contact a security expert. There may be a decryptor, or they'll give you some tips on how to rebuild your systems. But don't fund cybercrime.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Moving back into our zone here of manifestation, Tony has a podcast called Finding the Others, and I wonder about that. Can we find that at TonyLeroy.com? Where do we find that podcast?
That information on Instagram at Find the Others Podcast on Instagram.
Okay, Find the Others Podcast.
That's a really, that is a really fun podcast that we just started doing, and we just got picked up by Spotify, so we're really excited about that. And it's a great podcast having to do similar to what we're doing here, where we're either interviewing people or having conversations about subjects that other people just don't seem to have every day, you know, about meditation, mm-hmm. about karma, about what happens after you
die. That's a question, by the way. Don't worry about the ambient noise. We got plenty of it. I'm on a farm. You can probably hear the cows mooing from time to time.
Welcome to New York City, yeah?
Right, exactly. They're coming to take you away, ha-ha.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
All right, so then let's, you know, get into the aspects of finding the truth. And that's, you know, I hesitate to use that term because it's so misused today. It's facts. Facts are the only thing that's a constant. Everybody has a different truth. You do. Maybe you and I agree. Maybe we don't on things, what our truths are. But they're still there. And so oftentimes somebody's truth is the reason they need you in the first place. Right?
Yeah, you know, it's all a question of perspective. I think what's unfortunate about what's going on in our lives today is the conversations have become so divisive that, you know, family members can't even communicate with each other because they come from two different political spectrums. And so for me, it's, you know, everyone's truth. As you said, there's facts and then there's the truth, right? And the truth is warped based on history and perspective and, you know, the juices in your brain. All of those things can change your truth, and our truths shift all the time. And so I think it's important for me to really be open to helping people to understand that they can have the conversation. And once you have the conversation, you can unpack that deeper truth, and then hopefully that brings you to the facts.
So you were on with Dr. Oz. I don't normally call attention to make a difference about other, but is that a trip?
That was so much fun. I have to say it was an absolute trip. The journey, even getting there, it's like so many people afterwards asked me, you know, who does your promotional stuff and how do they find you? I was like, I have no idea. I think somebody in his camp had a session with me and they just put me on the show. And it was really a lot of fun. For him to even be open to doing a conversation based on that was really great.
Well, I think more and more people, whether they want to admit it because they're afraid somebody makes some fun of them, I'm apparently not smart enough to know better, so I'm happy to shout it from the rooftops that this kind of stuff is very necessary for us all to not only live this life, but whatever other lives that we have with the benefit. That's it. TonyLeroy.com is the website. Tony Leroy is here. Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back to Your Hidden Power with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen and Tony Leroy. His website, very provocative. Do you actually pray? What is there about meditation? A lot of your focus is on meditation. Is that the same as praying?
So I read a meme a while ago. So, you know, prayer is one a conversation with God, and meditation is a way to listen to God. Now, if you are not religious in any way, I say prayer is a way of kind of like just kind of putting out your intention to be really clear, and meditation is a way of getting quiet so that you can get the answers to really kind of bring you into the space that aligns you to that desire.
Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for a session with someone? Someone finds you at TonyLeroy.com or Twitter or Facebook, and they want to have some relief. Then
right. So it depends on the type of session you're asking for, right? So if you're just coming in for a regular, everyday intuitive session, the first thing I do is...
A garden variety reading.
Yeah, just your normal day-to-day tarot card reading. Doc, I hear you're an amazing tarot card reader.
Well, you know, so funny. I use the tarot only as a as little TV screens. I have incredible ADD. I'm incredibly empathic, so I'm being hit with all kinds of information all the time. And so I use the tarot as the little tiny screens. I could literally hold your hair, or I can hold a strand of corn in my hand, and that I can use that as a focusing tool to work. Wow. I just choose to use tarot because I think the pictures are pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people that are really good traditional tarot readers, and then there's what I do, which is basically I use it as a little TV screen to give me information. So just to get back to your question, first thing I do is I just tune in. I'm very empathic, so I feel what's going on in my body. So if you're having a shoulder ache or difficulty breathing, I feel that. I'll have issues breathing, and I'll be right, exactly. Which is why I brought it up. And so first thing I do is like I'll do, and we don't have time for me to do kind of like to get into the root of the breathing, right? But it's like one thing I might say is like, oh, have you thought about maybe focusing on strengthening your solar plexus? And the solar plexus is identified with your will. Where has it been, maybe in the last 7 years, that you have felt kind of a little powerless?
Isn't this interesting? You tuned in. I have done more in the last 48 hours to straighten out messes in my life that created stress. I have stopped this, that, and the other thing. I've stopped three or four major things, either from happening in the first place or things that I was doing that I was tired of doing. And I just said, I'm done. Stop now.
Wow.
Right.
Great.
So wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. So my suggestion for you is to also just kind of like tune into, take a look at, do research on the solar plexus. What does that mean? Like there's a whole nerve bundle in there. Yeah. And boom. So see, that's me tuning in without really meaning tarot cards or whatever.
And my shoulder is aching. I've got an old injury from falling off a truck on my farm, sort of ripped the muscles around my shoulder. And it hasn't bothered me, and now it's been bothering me the last 3-4 weeks. So you got that.
Wow.
For that, what I would actually say, so there's the physical and there's the mental that helps to create the physical, or the emotional that helps to create the physical dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I do a drawing, I do this drawing that helps me to see what's going on around you, I would say, wow, there's something going on with your shoulder. You know, what thing, this has to, shoulders has to represent responsibilities.
All right. So you've had a look into the life of Tony Leroy. He's of service. Very interesting, very compelling gentleman. TonyLeroy.com on Twitter, @IntuitiveTony. On Facebook, Tony Leroy-Intuitive Counselor. That's Facebook.com/TonyLeroy. You'll find him. You can use him. I would say he was very, very helpful, and he was helpful to us being here, Laura.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Tony, thank best you. Of luck. Continue
thank you
success.
For having me.
Yep.
Thanks,
our
Tony.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Be well.
This is your hidden power.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done. From computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, at Staples Chair Event, you'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big this week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats taking it on the chin from speaker after speaker at last night's first night of the Republican National Convention.
Democrats refused to denounce the mob, and their response to the chaos: defund the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund our military.
That's Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking to the convention, saying that President Trump is the pro-America candidate. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden at tonight's session of the convention. As Marco was downgraded to a tropical depression late yesterday, residents and businesses along the Mississippi Gulf Coast began bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Laura, which has entered the Gulf overnight and could hit between Louisiana and Texas sometime tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Some new travel restrictions from the CDC, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip.
And dozens of COVID-19 cases across at least seven states have now been linked to people who attended the Sturgis motorcycle rally. Health officials in South Dakota say 40 people who attended the rally have tested positive for the virus, including three residents of North Dakota, Washington, and Minnesota. Cases tied to the rally have also been confirmed in Wyoming, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Joining us now from his home in Israel is my pal Uri Geller, who always has something that is of import. We were talking to an intuitive, and I was thinking about you and neuroscience, how many times your brain has been studied, because people just don't seem to understand you. And I don't mean that. People say that about me, too. They don't understand me. The understanding of you and what makes it's not what makes you tick. It's different. It's what makes you work. What makes you and what you do, if that's the right phraseology, work? What's in that body or brain of yours?
Well, you know, Doug, that basically neuroscience is the scientific study of the nervous system. It basically combines physiology, anatomy, molecular biology, development biology, I mean, cytology, mathematical modeling, I can go on. It even contains psychology to understand the fundamental and emergence of properties of neurons and neural circuits in your brain. Now, this is interesting because my friend Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, Captain Edgar Mitchell, he was one of the people who had links to the CIA who got me out of Israel. And he used to say this. He said, there is no challenge too immense for man. There is no distance too great for our minds to travel. Isn't that amazing? And what it basically meant by that is that our minds are infinite, like the universe, infinity. Infinity is probably the most powerful word in the English lexicon because it basically means no end. Just you can't even fathom, imagine what is no end. There's no end to inner space. There is no end to outer space. So the neuroscience within our brains, within our minds, within our souls, within our spirit, within our psyche, is something to continue to explore over and over and continue growing with it, to making this neuroscience available to us to understand, because the day we will understand what neuroscience is about, we will all be telepathic, we will all be able to move items with the power of the mind, we will master psychokinesis. That was a long answer, but there you go.
I guess coupled with that, I want to know, even though maybe I know the answer, but I want people to know what there is about your inner voice that speaks to you, that propels you. We all are motivated, whether we know it or not, by our inner voice, if we even understand what that is. So what is your inner voice always talking to you?
You know, when you say talking to me, I latch onto it. I connect to my inner voice, I guess the minute I wake up. Probably my inner voice also creates the dreams that I dream about. So it's very automatic with me. It's very natural. And I just go with the flow. So to me, my inner voice is so automatic that I just go on with the day, do what I need to do, achieve the things I need to achieve, meet the right people, speak to the people I need to learn from. And that's how I get on with my life, Doug. I try to eliminate negative thinkers around me.
I was going to jump. You're one of the most optimistic people that I know. And that's why I like hanging around with you. That's why I want to be around you, is because you are an optimist. And there's so much of that. There's a feature of people kind or gentle or whatever. That's all another reason to be interested in hanging around with somebody. But you're the optimistic side of you, I think, maybe has, whether you've ever analyzed it that way, has caused you to be successful.
I think that success is basically, well, I always say that the secret of success is originality. If you're original and if you can come up with original ideas, it'll pave the way to financial success. I'm talking about financial success now.
Yeah.
If you create a great family around you, amazing children, you bring them up the right way, that'll all contribute to your success in life.
And your amazing friends.
Yeah.
There you go. Uri Geller, go to UriGellerMuseum.com and see what he's developing there over in Tel Aviv and Israel. Fascinating things, a fascinating life, fascinating human being. Happy to have him here with us every week on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Boy, is there a lot of focus on people and their health and well-being as we go through this COVID thing. And more and more and more and more daily, almost hourly, we're having people talk to us about how you're going to save yourself from getting sick. If you weigh what you're supposed to weigh, if you don't have lots of extra weight that you're carrying around that's attracting other problems beside the COVID, you're a diabetic, for example, you get too much sugar in your system, all of that stuff needs to be dealt with. Otherwise, you are going to have a problem sooner or later. If it isn't with COVID, it's going to be with your heart, your circulatory system, all your organs. So let's get you to a point where you're supposed to be. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. It is the only weight loss formula in existence on the planet that is all natural, has absolutely no stimulants in it, absolutely no drugs in it. It's sort of clean, clear through, and deodorized too, if you know what I mean. The number one ingredient is collagen protein, which is fabulous for helping you move your body into a place of loss, a good loss. You need to lose that weight. Shake it off. Takes 3 months to get your body in sync and another 3 months to keep your body from putting that weight back on. That's what you want. You want to lose it and keep it off. A lot of great programs help you lose the weight, but they don't help you keep it off. That's what this does. Go to toploss.com, the official website for Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get access to that fabulous summer sizzling deal, the sort of BOGO deal. Buy three and get three free, or four, or five, or six, or ten, or whatever. But I think you stay in the program 6 months. You're only going to pay for three anyway. Do it, and your body has a fighting chance to fight off COVID and lots of other things. Keep you healthy. Make that decision. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Enjoy the fruits of your work by using Calitrin, America's number one weight loss formula that's all natural.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creevel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The folks at Epson recently commissioned a survey about working from home. And among other things, they found that up to 20% of us have the TV on. So how can you be more efficient? Karen Rounin from Epson has some tips.
Absolutely. I think if you're going to work from home, you do need to have your tech in place. You need to have your phone. You need to have your laptop. You need to have your printer. You need to have all of the software, Zoom and Teams, you know, just all of our Epson teams. We've been working on Zoom and Team Chat. So you need to have your tech in place if you're going to be able to work effectively from home.
And what about a reliable printer?
From a printer perspective, I really do recommend an EcoTank printer. It's a super tank printer that has tanks of ink instead of cartridges. And so it comes with up to 2 years worth of ink.
And those tanks of ink mean less trips to the store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Your hidden power, Doug Steffen here. Don't forget our podcast. The most recent one is a focus on how a psychic can help people who are lost to COVID. Psychics like Mary O'Malley, who's with us, our weekly visit with Mary. She's an extraordinarily sensitive psychic. Matter of fact, I didn't know whether you knew this or not. This is Psychic Appreciation Week. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes. So it's I would personally taking time to express our thanks to you and people like you who are great psychic advisors. There are lots of talented individuals around who are great. They share their abilities with us. You who have wonderful questions, you just kind of wonder what it's all about, Alfie, right? That's kind of what it is. What's it all about, Alfie? That is what, you know, really people want to know.
You're making us sound old there.
Well, I do. Yeah, I guess, well, maybe that helps us to be more. One of the things I was talking about earlier with our guest, Tony Leroy, was the fact that we are really ageless. It's hard to imagine that because we have a finite body. So is it hard to get people? When people come to you and ask for psychic direction, often it's about other people and influences in their lives. Do you ever get to the point of telling people what their psychic future is? What happens after the body dies? People must ask you that.
Nobody asked me that.
Nobody?
Nobody. The closest I've come is a lady who knew that she was going to pass away shortly. And wanted to know who was waiting for her.
What did you tell her? Who was waiting for her?
Well, her mom, and gosh, it's been a while. Her mom, number one.
And then how specific can you get when somebody asks you a question like that? What do you see? Because you have to, do you have to like switch something in your brain to go to a different place? Or automatically when somebody asks that question, does that information or that person just come in? Knock, knock.
So I have, yeah, I do. I have to switch my, I'm going to call it vision a little bit. And I was with her in her room. And so it was a matter of looking around the room and asking whoever was there waiting with her to step forward. It was, you know, it's a little different experience.
For sure.
You know, it's not easy. No. You know, sitting with someone, and she was young, you know, she was my age, and I'd known her and her husband since I actually was a kid.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole thing wasn't easy.
I was going to say, do you ever have experiences when you're giving psychic advice to somebody and it comes and you know that it's not good news, you know, holding up your end of the bargain is you got to give them the truth. You got to give them the facts. That's your end of the bargain. But it can't be easy to look at somebody's face, watch the blood literally drain out of their face. If you tell them something that means your life is going to change dramatically soon and not necessarily in a good way, at least as far as your life here is concerned.
Yeah, on occasion, I cry right along with them. You know, I can feel all the emotions and everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, but generally it doesn't get quite that heavy. If it's a life path issue, spirit doesn't always give me the information either.
Is that protective, do you think? Is that because there's a protective mechanism in there?
Sometimes it's because the person needs to walk through it, you know, and in faith. And
like walking through the fire doing the Tony Robbins thing. Let's walk across those burning coals.
It seems like that. So, but generally it doesn't get that heavy. In fact, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Most people, when they come to me, are not surprised by the answers. They have their own intuitive leaning, you know, and nine times out of ten, I'm just verifying what they already know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a mindfulness that comes with being interested in this stuff in the first place. Because there are a lot of people, as you know, I mean, somebody might give a reading to you as a birthday present to somebody that doesn't know anything. You're starting with very basics. I don't know if that's an easier read or a harder read for you to go through. Because, you know, if nobody knows anything or the subject doesn't know anything, they don't have any expectations. So maybe that's a good thing.
Or they have really wrong expectations. They expect me to tell the future and this and that.
Hard to do. All right, Mary, thank you. If you want a fabulous experience, go to psychicscout.com to connect with Mary O'Malley. She's here every week on Your Hidden Power.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Moving on now into another portion of our lives, the sixth sense, if you will, or another something that people need to understand a little more than they do, and that is one's horoscope, the astrology of the day, what it means. This could be simple or complicated. Laura Banks is here with us every week to try to uncomplicate it, although from my point of view, I think it's less effective if it's uncomplicated. Does that make any sense? I mean, people try to boil down. They come to you, let's say, for a reading. They want to help them unravel something. Yeah. That's what sensitive people are about.
Right.
But, you know, how do you, you know, you and I only have 4 or 5, 6 minutes a week to talk mm-hmm. about the nuances of sometimes you get into me, sometimes right. you get into the generic stuff of the day or the week. And so I think that this, you can, the good people who are astrologers and psychics can make it simple, but it sure as heck isn't simple. And
yeah, well, you got to work through the weeds. You got to work through the weeds, and even yeah. when I'm doing a reading at the beginning, it's not making much sense, and I'm using just yeah. my traditional knowledge. And then there are these just moments of epiphany where something comes out of my mouth, and the person's like, "Oh my gosh, that's exactly my issue."
Right.
So you have to drill down and get through all those complexities, you know. And I like to focus on what is going on with the planets for your listeners, really, Doug, because that affects so many people.
Well, it's a generic sort of thing. We're affected individually depending on the time we were born, where we were born, the day we
right.
were born. Yeah, yeah, that's what astrology is all about. But then the overall, the planet has an astrological beginning.
Right,
our
where
country
I don't need to know.
Has an right.
Yeah, I don't need to know a person's sign to tell everyone that Uranus is going retrograde here in the middle of the month, and that's excellent news.
Well, that's excellent news
because Uranus is just, he's in an awful sign right now for all this COVID in Taurus, and it's just a lot of what's going wrong. And on the 15th of August, it goes retrograde through to January 14th. At the same time, September 9th, Mars goes retrograde. So we're all going to get more conservative again.
I think we're all going to do a final pullback to stop this virus from spreading more than it is, and we're going to all get intentional again and really a chance to be authentic. Really, when you think of the word authenticity, you know, who are we deep down? What do we really, really want to be doing with our lives versus what we've been doing?
Well, that's what this whole hour and these podcasts are all about.
Authenticity. Right.
Yeah. So you just said something that we're going to become more conservative in the next 6 months. There's an election in that 6 month period, and there is a moderate conservative running, and there's a moderate liberal running. Mm-hmm. Is this speaking to predict that they're going to win, but.
I think Trump won by suggesting he was going to be the revolutionary, and I think they tried it. And like where I live in the Villages, which has been on national news, you see way fewer Trump signs. I think people may be moving toward maybe back to more traditional politics, which is maybe what Biden might be. That's one certainly way to look at it.
A picture of a running mate.
And we're not going to maybe have the rioting and the issues of fear, and this is, it's all going to get a little fire turned on it. So Mars direct in Aries right now is a real, like, blowtorch. So everything, all the bikers that came to Sturgis, all the things that are going on, we're feeling the heat of that Mars. That's going to go retrograde, thank goodness, through this election. Uranus is going to be retrograde, thank goodness, through January during this time.
So they maybe all the predictions that people are hearing about, this is going to be an up-and-down election because of the early mail-in and confusions that make Florida during the Gore Bush election look like puppy play.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff right now that people have questions about, and you know, one of them is what happens to my ballot if I put it in the mail? I want to go down to the polling place and see my ballot.
That's where we disagree. I just think there's very little fraud historically in the mail. I think that I don't see that there's a lot of fraud there, Doug.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's not a psychic question or an
astrological
question.
No, that's not.
It just is a way to look at stuff.
You've got the macrocosm of politics and what's going on in the world, but it drills down to how you doing? How's your day going? How's that first cup of coffee? Do you recreate yourself every morning to have extraordinary day?
I'm leaping into my life today. I've made or four positive changes in the last 24 to 48 hours that will change how I am at the moment.
That's who you are to listeners. That's what you give is opportunity, growth, is we're learning and changing. That's all it's about. What are you going to do today different than you did yesterday?
I think we all need to be willing, I hope we are, to explore new ways of thinking and being.
Amen.
And having the adventure of this life. Laura Banks here with us at 59 past the hour.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.